Tom and Nicole breakup, day two. Very big story around here. Today they're saying Scientology is the reason they broke up. And why Scientology? Because Tom still believes in it very strongly, but Nicole wants the kids raised Catholic. She evidently got an injection of some brain cells somewhere along the line and figured out that all of it's a bunch of bull.
Oh, but Catholicism, that's the real stuff.
No, I don't think she believes in that either. I hope. I'm hoping that she just wants to get the hell out of the whole religious mumbo jumbo. And so they're not equally dopey as you previously thought, Robin.
I thought she was very smart. She hooked up with that dummy.
She's not very smart. Well, maybe that was very smart hooking up with that dummy. So she's trying to save those two adopted kids from a life of e-meters and
clay tables.
But what the hell do I know? Probably e-meters and clay tables are just as good as, you know, some rabbi cutting off your penis.
Brisses.
In fact, I think Scientology is a lot safer.
They don't cut anything.
They don't cut your penis, at least. You know, I read about this Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise. I'm glad they're getting divorced because you start to read things and you realize that everything isn't kosher. They say they got an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old. I see one of the kids is black and one is somewhat white. I'm not sure exactly what that kid is. I'm still looking into it.
Well, even the black kid looks like a mixture.
That's correct, Robin.
Yeah.
I've examined those pictures
very closely,
and the kid looks like a mixture of some sort. What the mixture is exactly, I'm not sure, but it looks like some kind of black-white thing.
Somebody ought to look into it.
Yeah. But, you know, it says here that the kids live in Australia.
Yes.
Now, Tom Cruise don't live in Australia.
Neither does Nicole Kidman from
us. I mean, what is that?
I mean, they have a house there.
Why do they get these kids?
That doesn't mean they live there.
The kids are in Australia.
How often can you see the kid when you're here and they're there?
These are two people who work in Los Angeles, in the entertainment industry. 8 and 6. And what must they think? Their parents are off doing films.
And they're assigned to a school.
Yeah. I mean, what is that? Why do they have to have these kids?
Well, you know, the Prime Minister of Australia actually spoke about those kids.
He says,
you know what? In the whole statement that they issued about their separation, not one mention of the kids was made.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, with all of these people on staff, you know, to control the publicity of Tom and Nicole, you think that they might have said something about their children and give a minute to these designer adoptions or celebrity adoptions that go on. And to let somebody know what's going to happen to these children.
Do we really need to know that, though? I mean, it's none of our business.
The Prime Minister of Australia.
They ought to lock him up. The Prime Minister of Australia. Yeah, we need to know what Tom and Nicole are going to do.
Conduct an investigation as to why they weren't mentioned in the publicity.
Oh, my God. Now, he's completely off his rocker. Why should they have to mention their kids in any press? Why should they even have to issue a press release?
What has he got to do with anything?
Who are these people? Well,
but he took time to say that yesterday.
Well,
but did you read all about how Tom tried to save the marriage?
Yes. Yes, I did. In fact,
that was beautiful.
He ran right to the Church of Scientology and hooked up him and his wife to e-meters.
Well, they have this thing where you have to communicate to your wife or your husband every time they're doing something to strain the relationship, and then you're supposed to give them this note to tell them what they're doing wrong, and then somebody from Scientology goes over your notes to make sure you're doing it right, and as to monitor you and tell you what you're supposed to say to your wife.
I think it's easier to just break up.
And then they put you on the e-meter. If you're not, you still can't communicate, they put you on the e-meter.
E-meter. All right, well. All right, that's good.
But according to L. Ron Hubbard, there is no marriage that can't be saved. So this is a major failure.
How many times was he married, L. Ron Hubbard?